but implicitly it has reference to Yom Tefos, because there is a superfluity here in the Mishnah. Dirash, you know, Kim Gavi Shabbat, Reisner Rav Yudai Meir, in Reis, in the day of Erev Shabbat, Asura, Bisura, Reis, in the day of Asura, Mishim Mukse, Vamayo Yisoych, Remisner, Vishenim, Ramuchon, in the day of Shabbat, the Shaminot, Neyu, Yom Yonte. So, Vamayo Yisoych, Remisner, Vishenim, Ramuchon, in the Shabbat, the Shaminot, because if without the expression, Vishenim, Ramuchon, so I would know the deal with Gavi Shabbat. So what is the purpose of this superfluous expression? To advise us that we can be on the whole thing. In the Shabbat, the Shaminoi, it's a new yont. But we all cross the Avogad, 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 so we got the yont, so the Ribu is marred. The superfluity in the Mishnah, the expression, Shlifishina Amuchon, which is superfluous, so it's marred the yont. And Bayonte Rav Yehuda also says that it's Oseh. So maybe why? But it's Mucha Lodom. So we see that Mucha Lodom is loyal to Mucha Lodom. Papa Gavda al Mucha Lodom in Hashmoshesh, which is Mucha Lodom, al Mucha Lodom. We take, so in other words, so what is Rav Yehuda's Teretz is based upon the premise that in the Mishnah there are no superfluous expressions. And if there is an apparently superfluous expression in the Mishnah, so it was done for a purpose. It was done for a purpose. I mean, this is a very important shita. I mean, that shita is mentioned by the Baal HaMoria. Baal HaMoria has the Sefer HaTzov. He has the Sefer. So there he mentions the shita in which the Goyen also alludes to it sometimes, that there are certain kinds of droshes in the Mishnah. In other words, let's say that in the Mishnah too, I mean, so we can deduce certain things not from the Pshuteshal Mishnah. Pshuteshal Mishnah means if a certain din is mentioned in so many words. But here, let's say, where there is an apparently superfluous expression in the Mishnah, which could have been eliminated. So then we can deduce our office. So there is a Asogis Ramban and the Sefer HaTzovo. I mean, alright, so that's the same shit. So we tell you how the Tlam Bishabes in Eastern Krita Chasaneya Bishabes, the Kabul Bishemet, the Nosnubo Mibidei Mutea, the Neisimen, the Fishemim Amuch. So there it's also the expression, and a superfluous expression is there. For also my darshino min ayisu, so Tesis, you also use the word my darshino min ayisu. In other words, so Tesis is arguing with that whole concept that in the Mishnah we also darshin halachas, even certain things that are not mentioned with the pshutei of the Mishnah. So we see over there there is also an apparently superfluous expression, and still there is no new deed implicit in that superfluous expression. The Yeshleima, so Tesis says, no. That, in other words, we could agree with the Shita of Rav Yosef that we can always darshan, we can always deduce halachas from the Mishnah if there is a superfluous expression. So, but there too, there is a certain halacha. There also name ma'abinu na'yu, there also ma'abinu na'yisa. Afo pishe kova ane'i, Quo is also achikin with ishein in amuch. So he says that what does the Mishnah say? An eisim kritach hanamir b'shabbat l'kabul b'shabbat. Why? Because if you put a keilah, if you put a keilah tachas hanamir b'shabbat, so the moment you put it to be mikabul the shemen, so it will become impossible to davarosa, and then you will not be able to take it away. So putting it is like building it. So it's merzik bein. So it's merzik bein. So then, when you take it away, so then it's merzik seisim. So he says, v'nosim v'yeim is muta, v'neisim imenu v'fisheim amuchon. But if you put it the erev Shabbos, and then you want to, let's say, some drops of shemen drip down so, and you want to be nene from those Rabbim Shemen? So you cannot. Why? Because it's mukt. So the Mishnah can cool the Shemen Namuch. So why do Mishnah have to say that? The din is already mentioned in Meisim Menu. So what tribu do we learn out from it? Does not matter. He said, "Afu kishet kovar neir." For us, I can live shenim amuchon. Because I could say the Mishnah didn't use that superfluous expression. The hina amuchon just the Meisim Menu. I would say Meisim Menu only as long as the candle burns. But the moment it was extinguished completely, so then you can even have anoye from the drops of shemen. So that's why the Mishnah mentions that expression. Alright, so Enoch Lamed, but it is a vow that we can deduce a din from the Hebrew of the Mishnah. The Rabbi of Yaakov, me kuvai, tirait, the Shapya Meire daf kemin Shabbos, the Afal Pichei Muchach Shapya, the Muchal Leodom, the Havim Muchal Klop, the Salted Aitach Muchal Leodom, the Muchal Leodom, in Kein, the Rav Shabbos, in the Yei, the Muyam Muchal Leodom, who yot me Kein Muchal Leodom, the Fidvorov, במוכל לאודום, אבל מוכל לקרובים. אם כן כשאר עכשיו וכדי שיהיין, אף אגב נסתל כאחון עד אודום. שנראו יהיה לאודום עכשיו מכל מוכל לא יישו מכנס לקרובים בידי. חיבים שהוא יישו מכנס להם האחונה, לא נסתל כאו בכדי שיהיין. So I mean, the word of the Chidesh, נרב רב יעקב מקובל סתר. He says that, true, the Gemara always says, מיגד להסקצוי בן השמושס. So the Gemara only has reference to situations where it was muktzebina, it was muktzebina shmoshes. It was muktzebina shmoshes, it was not mucho bina shmoshes, and before bina shmoshes, it was not mucho neither. But if it will be a situation where bina shmoshes, it was us, but before bina shmoshes, it was mucho, so then there is no use of muktze. So in other words, so there is a very big chiddush in the Rav Yankiv Mekorvai. In other words, that the aloche of midid katzoyu bin hashmoshes does not imply that it depends upon the beginning of the day of Shabbos. But the aloche of midid katzoyu bin hashmoshes means that it depends whether it was muchon before the Shabbos began. That's what it means. So when we say midid katzoyu bin hashmoshes, if it was not muchon bin hashmoshes and before bin hashmoshes, it was not mukhan either. So then we say migid is katzoy. But if it will be the case where binash moshes it was osa, but before binash moshes it was mukhan, so then we don't say the aloch of migid is katzoy binash moshes. I mean, so that's a very big chiddush. If you want, you can read the Ramban Shita into Arab Rav Yankiv Mekorvai, but I don't think that the washing of the of faces indicates, I mean, that this is the shita of the Ramban. Now, the Rashbo mentions the Ramban side. We already discussed the Ramban shita. In other words, the Ramban shita is that legabin mukse machmasisea. We do not say ligadis katsoye bin ashmoshes, except if it's atchel yodai. Atchel yodai means, let's say, suppose you light the Shabbos candles on fire. So then the aloha is, the halacha is that even after the neir was kavod, so the neir is still osa. The neir is still osa. Why? Because migad is katzoyu bin hashmoshes. So there is, so it's a, here we have a Mishnah Mefarshes that we apply the principle of migad katzoyu bin hashmoshes. The Ramban says that's only because he was atchav yodai mitzah. In other words, by kindling the candles, the neir for Shabbos, so the yodai, he set it aside Limisa for the melocha of Havor. So where he was matched at Biyodayim, when Biyodayim he set it aside Limisa, then we say immediately Skatzoyu bin Hashmoshes. Even though now the sibur of the mukte was removed, the candle was already extinguished, so the sibur of the mukte was eliminated, but since bin Hashmoshes it was mukte and he was matched Biyodai, Lady Seah, so then it remains Oseah for the duration of Shabbos. Mashiach came where he was not Matre Biyodai, so by Mukte Machmasisa we do not say Miris Katzoy. Let's say, if it's Mukte Machmasheni Muchon, because subjectively he did not set it aside for Achille, so then even without acts to be a dying. So we apply the principle of midas katzorim hashpashas. Masha'inke, where the mukse is not because of any subjectivity, but it was mukse because of a nisa. Not because he subjectively did not want it to be used for achim, but because of Isaiah, so then only if actually you die, if he was matcha you die, not actually like matcha you die, only when he was matcha you die, so then we say migris katsoi. Let's say like the Shabbos candle after it was kovo, so it's osa. But if he was not matcha you die now, so for this reason the Rambam says, suppose he had a behemoth that was in eretz lachile, but of course ben hashmoshes you're not allowed to shecht it, but then there was a chelet sheyesh misakonet, and he had to shecht the behemoth, so he was shecht the behemoth because of the chelet sheyesh misakonet. So the sigur of the mukteh machmatiseh was eliminated. So then the halacha is that it is muteh aleichel even libo. It's muteh aleichel even libo be muteh. So he's muteh aleichel. Why? Because here he wasn't matched v'yadayim. The behemoth was muktzeh ben hashmoshes because of the isa shchide. Isa shchide. But that tzibe of muktzeh was removed because he had to shecht it for a chelesh v'sakone. So memele it's not muktzeh lidave the borida. Lidave borida. So that's the shite of the Rashbo. I mean, so that's the, so this is what the Rashbo mentions, that this in order to answer. This is kashe, so the Rashbo answers it with the Rambam shite. So now say, what was the kashe here? Now how do we know from this Mishnah which deals with Shabbos that Muchon Liodom is Lavi Muchon Liklovi? Perhaps, after all, the Mishnah deals with Shabbos, not with Yom Tov. So the reason as to why Rabbi Yehuda says, if the behemoth didn't die in Erev Shabbos, so it's Asuro, because it wasn't even Muchal Odom, because in Hashmoshes, it was even Muchal Odom. But according to the Ramban, no, it was Muchal Odom. Because the Odom itself, suppose the behemoth had to be Nishchat on Shabbos, because of Chelesh Eves upon it. For any reason, if the Sibah of the Mukteh would be eliminated, so then even a body would be allowed. Well, so that means that it was Muhammad. And if the situation will arise that the Sibah of the Mukteh would be eliminated, so then another would be allowed to eat that behemoth, if the behemoth had to be Nishchat for a Chelesh Sakon. So then the Odom would be allowed. So it is Muhammad. By Shabbos itself is Muhammad. Now here, it may so well. So the sivas are mukse is not shayach, because it's made some alel, and no meloche is necessary in order to feed it to a kelet. So mele, and it was muchal odom, because we got the mukse machmasisa, we don't apply the principle of migris katsoye, if it's not hatrim yodayim. So muchal odom it is. And as far as the behemoth is concerned, the sivas al-mukse was removed, the isa was removed because it was made somewhere. So it's available for the caliph without involving the isa. So maybe if muchal odom is muchal, if muchal odom is muchal with behemoth, so it should be muter, and the Buddha says it's osa. So it's a raya that muchal odom, we have muchal behemoth. So you could read that into the pshat of Rabbi Yaakov Kovai, but the Russian does not indicate it that way. All right, now, the previous days, and first time. Efrei Asher Yod Yom. Nira Leima, the Yisrame she niftichu ein of hayin. You will niftichu ein of kaimu on dafu bechivos. Because there is a machlekes between the Rabbonon and the Rabbonon and Yaakov. Rabbonon Yaakov. Whether he calls man, the Freyach was, the eyes of the Freyach were not, did not open up, whether it's osa or it's not osa. So Rabbonon say it's muter, and Rabbonon and Rabbi Rabbi Yankee say it's osa. It's still considered like a sheretz, as long as the eyes didn't open up. So it says, now, when the Freyach is neilat, so at first, so the eyes are still closed. So how can we hear, I mean, so how can Rav and Shmuel be chilek? So nearly ma di schamish nifterein of Ali. Die nifterein of kein und afu chilos apparently, I mean, the day when the freach is nilat, so it's the eyes usually are still closed. So the eyes open out the next day. So that's why Teisa says the Yisramesh in Yisrochein of Aliyim. The Yisrochein of Taimon, the Afil Bechilos. Hoi the Mater Atzim Bishrit, the Pirosh Ratshe, Mater Atzim Beudos in Yis Nishchak, Avo Kidom Yudos Yosa, the Chidu Yis Kelo Yishchit Yis Kenam Eli Yemukzi. Viteimelu, Vishmur Rabbi Yechon Aitai, Lomelu, Vishmur Rabbi Yechon Aitaime, Teipeklelu, Mishum Dlesle Mukzi, Kedam Gino Fet Mishachso, Vishmur Zira Rabbi Yechon Yishabshinen Svele, ויש לי מהדהון כל מתיים אפילו רבי יהודה דיסלו מיקסה שור מתיים וכך צורך התיים הנה עמי יצריך אפילו רב שימן דורס לי מוקצה דמידה דהי מוקצה דהוכה דהווה כי קרדי רס וצמוקי so why is רגס צמוקי משאו על גבי הגעק because then it's עד רבי ידעי it's מה, אני ציק צו יש רבי ידעי אני ציק צו יש רבי ידעי so that was רב שימן and it that Mukta is Mutter when there was no rejection, when there's no explicit rejection. But if there was an explicit rejection of the thing, not just the absence of an affirmative achonet, but there is an explicit rejection, then Rav Shimon is made that Mukta is Oseh. So Mele, as Teisa says in the second Teretz, that here too, since it's nailed and everything, so then it has the same deal like Rehud Tzimuch. There is an explicit rejection. So it's not only muta to the two simonim of the mother, but it's also muta to the two simonim of the Bakui itself. Bishrit ha-simei ul-lidei, v'imkei yochel ha-ishit yodin ha-meyimei v'ishchetenu, v'yir mucha. ויהיה מוכל כאגב, ויהיה שלמה דיקור גמור עלי בדי רבי שם, דיקום בוי רוסם בחום, ימיתה בן תקוע באבא סימון. So in other words, so that's the kashi. According to the one who holds that the תקוע is not neater in the simonim of its own. So then, it's not a מידה אחילה. It's not a מידה אחילה. אינם יש למה, הוי לך תחילה למשוכתי, and even according to רבי שם, that when Pakui is Nita Babo Simonim, is Nita Babo Simonim, so still it's not considered Muchon by virtue of the fact that he could realize the Shchita by pushing his hand into Meime. Why? Because the Chatzchile didn't know how to do it. Ki Haigav Neshin Yochel Lir Esmiri La Mashiach Adolai Lo Dosho Chatzchile, Lo Yimikro Muchon. When it's considered Muchon, if it can be done beheta without violating any chatzchile, but if it cannot be done, we had to go more, so then it's not considered mukhon. V'yei, yishlim adhoso ma'ire, di'ira shekolu l'chadosha. V'ocha ma'ire b'loi kolu l'chadosha. Ad ayei, v'im kiri ma'ar v'muchon ayei, hoyu v'in ha'shmoshes la'ad l'chode, hoyu v'in ha'shmoshes la'ad l'chode. So, in other words, if it's kolu l'chadosha, so then you cannot realize the shchite through the simonim of its own, you see. If it's through the simonim of the mother, so then the halacha is the Bempakui is nita b'shchita simei, even though the ubea, the Bempakui is not kol l'chadosh. Because then it's not the shchita in itself, it's the shchita of the mother that is mother. Masha'inkein, if the shchita has to be realized in itself, so then if it's not kol l'chadosh, so then the shchita cannot be mother. So the kasha was from the case of the eagle shenil matrifo, where the eagle that was nil of matrifo was not as yet kol chadosh. So then it was not nil achile al the shchita of its own. Muchel kol ma muchel odom. Daik din shakom bilir chadosh. Because din ki nefriach nami yimutea she muchel kolvi. So Muchon doesn't mean just because he can do it. So he can give away the Freyach also. So the Beitza Bukliposo, from which the Freyach was hatched.
So he can give it away to the Kohen, but it's not done, you see. A behemoth, so he's done. It's given to Kohen. So, but this, the Beitza, because Poso is not aiming for that. So really, it's not considered Muchon. In order to be Muchon, so it's not enough that he can do it. It has to be aiming for it. All right. So Yimora says, Tani Kavos in the Rav, Tani Kavos in the Shmuel. Tani Kavos in the Rav, Tani Kavos in the Shmuel, it's in Rabbi Echad. Because there are two machines, whether Shmuel said it or Rabbi Echad. Tani Kavos in the Rav, Egyo Shinoi B'yomtev Muta, Efreyach Shinoi B'yomtev Posa, Umay Hefres, Bein Zer Lezeh, ומה ההפרש בין זה לזה? זה מוכן אגפים בשחית את זה למיכל אגפים. תניה כמה שישמעו אותם רבי יחן, איגל שלו ביום תפמותה, תפריע שלו ביום תפמותה, מה הייתה אימא? זה מוכן אגפים אי, וזה מה תרץ מי בשחית. נעלה תניסס איגל שלו ביום תפמותה, ותאים... So why is איגל שלו ביום תפמותה? Because it's not מוקצה, because it's מוכן אגפים אי. So על בשחית. So this is the kasha too, it's the Yisra of Mukta is not applicable. But there is an Yisra of Imperius Aleishrim, Mashkin Sezobu, so just as Beit Shenoldo, even Beit Shenoldo from Talagiris and Resla Achilem, where there is no Mukta, so it's also a score of Peris Mashkin Sezobu, Peris Aleishrim, so let this also, Eidol Shenoldo, let it also be Osea. On the score of Pirish and Mashkin Sezobo and Pirish and Eishri. Pirish and Eishri. So Teisus says, no. When can we apply the Isaiah of Mashkin Sezobo, and Pirish and Eishri? That's the Gabi Beitzo, because that bears a similarity. Beitzo, you know, that bears a similarity to Mashkin Sezobo and Pirish and Eishri. But the Igor Shereilat, that's... That doesn't bear any similarity to Mashkin Sezobo Pirchen. Now, the Rosh has another kashi. The Rosh and the Rajvi has another kashi. Teisves is only asking the kashi, why shouldn't it be also on the score of Pirchen Eishri Mashkin Sezobo? But the Rosh and the Rajvi has the kashi, why shouldn't it be also on the score of Achone the Rab? So of course, Achone the Rab is only Osami the Raise when it's Yontef Hasomot L'Shabbos. It's Yom Tov Asomot L'Shabbos, but Yom Tov is Sunday. Memele, but if on Yom Tov Asomot L'Shabbos is also the Raise, so then it should be also the Rabbanon, by Yom Tov the Alme. So here too, the Rosh and the Rajbo, they ask, it should be also by Midraise, by Yom Tov Asomot Eilu Shenulat, on the Sunday which is Yom Tov, which is Asomot L'Shabbos, so that means when they become mature for being delivered, that was the day before. So if the eagle was delivered on Yom Tov, on Sunday, the Somach Shabbos, so it should be also in the Isaac. It should be also in the Isaac. And the Mele, Yom Tov Dalma should also be also. So the Rosh gives a different one teretz and the Rashi gives another teretz. ואיתו שלו ביום תאר זה ראש, מוטה, הוי הוא מוכן הוא אגבי, הוא בין אמרס לאכילה, ובין אמרס לגדול גודס, עושה על אימן דיס למוקצה, והוא ישי יחוק את תל מדאחונה. So of course he says, when do we say that איתו שלו ביום תאר זה מוטה, that's דווקא בין אמרס לאכילה. Because then it's אמרס לאכילה על דשחית הסימי, but if the mother herself is אמרס לגדול גודס, so then he cannot say that it's meres l'achil on the mother, because the mother itself is not aiming for achil. Oh, v'nushay echoch etayim d'achonet, dafke liras beitza choshev achonet, mishim dal delay de huchno legad lefreyach, dil nintzeis v'mei imo in mitnoes efreyach, v'igam teivo yis al echil, avo vlad u teivo achil et v'rol lechol dobo, in ishchato imi, v'nintzo v'mei mikvoyach alei. That's the Rosh Teretz.
The Rajbo. Hoda Amrion, the ego shall be on tips, Haile Dafke, Haile Dafke, become the Shikoli Kodosh, for Lavo has the Hirosa, Kohet, the Hoshul Shaw, the name of Hashem, Marie the Nave. So the, you cannot, it cannot be Nita Bishrik. Vikashali, Umaishne, Edom Beitzo, shall the ego Yosa, Bilino Biontif Shalaha Shabbat. מי שמכון את דמש נגמה ואף הוא ביום יותר גרידה נקזה כדאמרינו בבין צריך מנדומה שנעבי מו ילבס למקוטוי So where can we ask the kashe? We can ask the kashe only if we say that in habim or yuledes limkotoy. So that means that it must be full 9 months. And if before the 9 months are completed, so then it cannot be born. So that means if it was born, if the angel was later than Sunday Yom Tev, so that means the reason as to why it was born on Sunday Yom Tev is because the 9 months were completed yesterday. So the Melech, so the Shabbos is Mechel Yom Tev. So this, the Rashi gives the Teretz, V'yei Shleima, V'hochek im Andoma, V'yeres on Kotoy. So, in other words, the Shabbos was not in any way Mechel. So the Rashba says, in other words, so the Rashba is chilek on the Rosh. Because the, according to the Rosh, so even according to Mandoma, in Abi, Yerifim Kotoyim, so still, the Halacha of Shabbos Mechuyotev doesn't apply. And according to the Rashba, if we say that in Abim, Yerifim Kotoyim, so then the Yisar of Shabbos, Mechuyotev, Yom Tev, would apply. All right, please.
Let's talk that word on the base. Come on, Abraham. If Reach Sheneva Biyomtev, Osa. The Blazer Ben Yaakov Oma, Oymer Avichil Osa. If he shall nispat choy, so there is a machoikis between Rabbon and Rabbon Ben Yaakov as to whether an if Reach that is Nolad until its eyes are opened, whether it's Muta or Osa. כימן עוז להודי תניה לכל השרץ, השירת על אורץ לרבי ספריכים של נספת חוליניהם, כימן כרבי זה בייה. בגמור חום דף סמדל את פונצאות, that even according to the Yaakov, it's only an asmachte, I mean, it's not an Yisad Raisin. It's an asmachte, and the Rabbonon is considered like a sheretz, כל זמן של מיפתח אינו, but the Raisin is smooth. The Raisin is smooth. So, I mean, that is certainly only awesome with the Rabbonon. That it should be treated like a sheretz. Now, but the Gemara said Abdalid that the machlokes between Rabbon and Rabbi Yaakov was only in the case where it's Yotzor Adreivim, when the Freyach was already Yetzis Mikliposom. But he didn't open the appetite. But if it wasn't Yotzor Adreivim, then everybody's made it Yitzosah. Everybody's made it Yitzosah. עד כאן לפליגת הדלת מדל, אם עושה עד כאן לפליג רבון הלד רבון יעקב לכן יוצא לעבר אלו אבל היכד לא יוצא לעבר אלו, לא יפליג So everybody is made this also
Now, in regard to this thing, that calls man shaloyot la'aver elo mitzoseya, there is a machleket Hashem between the Ro and the Rashbo, the Berek Habayis and Tirat Habayis. Now, the Ro says that calls man shaloyot la'aver elo den mitzoseya midiraise because of Neveilah. Because of Neveilah, just like a new bear in a behemo. So if there was no shchite, if there was no shchite realized in the behemo, so then it's also. So here too, Kozman, if the freyach is bikliposeh, Kozman shol yotzal avereilom, I mean, and then, so there is no shchite, there is no heta shchite, so maybe it's also midraisem sad neveilah. That's the shchite of the Ro. The Rashbo says, no. There is no isa neveilah in the freyach bikliposeh, because it's not in the freyach as yet, and it's also, and there too, it's only osam the rabbonon. When the Gemara says, "Avol hechad liyosel avareilom loy plige," it's certainly osam. So it's only osam the rabbonon. It's like sheretz. Anyway, so Rav Lezer Yaakov says that it's the rabbonon. It's like sheretz. Even after it's the avareilom, and the rabbonon say no. With the rabbonon, there's a din of sheretz only until it's just avareilom. The moment it's avareilom, so it doesn't have a din of sheretz in the rabbonon. All right. Omer Avune. Omer Av. Beitzo im Yitzioso Nigmir. That a Beitzo is as soon as it is ready, so it's Nigmir. My Yitzioso Nigmir. Ilay me Yitzioso Nigmir o Muteres lo Ochlo Becholo. That only when it's late, so then you can eat it with Cholo. It doesn't have a dinner of boss. Hobi me imo Aso lo Ochlo Becholo. However, if you shall tanigiris, then you found the baits of Meimo, so then it has a din of boso, so that baits of that you found Meimo. As a din of boso, and you cannot eat it becholo. Vatanye, hachei, chides a tanigiris, umotso bo baits in gmureis, mutoris lochon bechol, oh. Mutoris lochon bechol, oh. So it's mentioned that even if it wasn't late and you found it, the mayor, so it still was not anything of basar, you're allowed to eat the whole. Now Rashi says here as follows. Asher Tanigiles, Umotso bo beitzim gmures. Now this is the Mishneh and the Zayin Amudal. So Asher Tanigiles, Umotso bo beitzim gmures, we talk about the whole. Now there is in one Gil that takes its mentions, which is not Gilet, Umotso bo beitzim gmures, but just Umotso bo beitzim utaris lochon. But we have the Gilsay, who Hashir Tanigiles, who Motto Bobaitim Gmuris, we talk about Machor. Rabbi Yaakov Imerim, who you Muris, Begidin Asuris. Now, so Rashi says here, Beitim Gmuris, the Locho Becholo, the hashtag of Beitim Rebosor, I will leave it me Yimo in the Beitim Asur Locho Becholo, because it's been a Bosor. Beitim Gmuris, I feel a blue clip of Livon. Elosha Helmin Livad Gomu. So, in other words, so how does Rashi explain it in Gmuretz, even though the white of the egg is not there, but just the yolk, the chelmo, just the yolk. The afal pishe mura adayim begidin, ishari, because when the kama holds, even though it's mura begidin, it's mura. Kilkan midipolich Rabbi Yaakov, ala ivom arimoyim miurim begidin asuret. So Rabbi Yaakov is chayel. Rabbi Yaakov says that if it's mura begidin, then the beit is awesome. Even though the beitzah is a beitzah of Muro, so if it's Muro beginning, so the beitzah is otah. So that's Rabbi Yaakov. But the Rabbonon Tanakhama holds that even though it's Muro beginning, so it's Muta. So first of all, we see that Rashi holds that the Rabbonon, the Tanakhama is the Meikyo, and Rabbi Yaakov is the Mach. Rabbi Yaakov is the Mach, yeah. Now, most Rishonim agree with Rashi on that. That Tanakami is the Meikil and Rabbi Yaakov is the Machmir. But the Mordechai here in Beitzeh, he mentioned the sheet of the Rashbam, he says just the reverse. He says just the reverse. That the Tanakami is the Machmir and Rabbi Yaakov is the Meikil. Because the Rashbam explains, you see, Rashi says, Umotso bo beitzim gmures means what? That the yoke is complete. Even though the white is not complete, just the yolk, so it's muta. The Rashbo is chilik on Rashi. The Rashbo here is chilik on Rashi, and the Rashbo says that Beitz and Gmura is, means that the white is complete, they are white of the egg. But if just the yolk is complete, the white of the egg not, so then it's also, because then it still has a din of bosl. Then it still has a din of bosl. Now, but the Hashbo, even though he's Chelik and Rashi, and he holds that Muris means that the white is also complete, not just the yolk, but he agrees with Rashi, and as well as most Rishonim agree with Rashi, that in this Machlekes in Tanakame and Rabbi Yaakov, so Tanakame is the maker. He holds, as long as it's Muris, whatever Muris means, whether Muris means the yolk is complete as Rashi, or Muris means that the white is complete as the Rashbo, but the Tanakami is the maker, even though it's Muris. Even though it's Muris beginning, it's still, the Tanakami says it's Muris. And Rabbi Yaakov is a Machmir, he says it's Muris beginning. Is however, the Rashbam, he says the reverse, and he says the Tanakami, that the Tanakami is the Machmir, and he says that Muris doesn't mean just the yolk is complete, the white is complete. Muris means that it's everything is complete. It has the shell, everything. The way an egg looks, an egg that you eat looks. So he's the Machmir. He says that even if it's not Mura beginning, but if it's not completely complete, in other words, if it doesn't have the yolk and the white and the shell, everything, like a finished egg, a completely finished egg, so then it's awesome. When is it not treated like bosl? And it's muter to be eaten with challah, that is if everything is complete. But if not everything is complete, let's say the shell is not complete, even though it's not miura begidin, Tanakami says it's awesome. So Tanakami is matmir. So then Rabbi Yaakov, the Komit Rajbam Shad, is mekil. And he says, as long as it's not miura begidin, even though it's not completely complete, even though the shell is not there, but it's not miura begidin, so it's muter. So in other words, so first we have the machlekes between all the shemim and the Rashbam as to whether Tanakami is a mekil, Tanakami is a machmir. So all the shemim say, like Rashi and the Rashbo, the Tanakami is a mekil, and the Tanakami holds that it's muter even though it's miura begidin. And Rabbi Yaakov is a machmir, he says if it's miura begidin, it's awesome. Now, then we have the Rashbo says that Rabbi Yaakov is the maker, Tanakami is the machmir, because Tanakami says even if it's not miura begidin, but if anything is not complete, if the shell is not complete, so it's still as it's not possible, it's also like from the hollow. And then we have the machlekes between Rashi and the Rashbo. What does Muris mean? Well, so according to Rashi, Muris means that the yolk is complete, even though the white is not complete. And according to Rashbo, Muris means that the white also is complete. All right. Now, this says a shaila. I mean, these two machlekes. He has an afkimina regarding leichon b'cholov, but also there is an afkimina as to whether you have to salt the eggs. So it's totally, if it's treated like boso, so it has to be salted together with adachtiche. I mean, if it's not treated like boso, it does not have to be salted. All right. Now, so the Gemara says, oh, so my name is Tosin Murim, he says, Nigmo Tatwach B'cholov, what may he master Kolach B'cholov, but I assure that I give some of the bits of Murim to Tatwach B'cholov. And it's also Nigmo Tores, Mutares Rochlo beyond it. This is what Rav tells us. Oh, it's also Nigmo, only if it was laid Erev Yont, before Shkir. Yotiso Vadan Begay Mutter, Kivadu with Nigmo Hail. Avalo Yotiso, Leaning Mahail, Asuo, Mishakon the Rabbi. It wasn't laid there of Yom Tev. He shechted a Yom Tev and he finds the eggs inside. So asur l'ochlo b'Yom Tev. So then it's asur l'ochlo b'Yom Tev. This is what Rav tells us. How can we say like that? V'atanye ha-sheichet es-tanegiles u-motzo bo-beitzin mureis mutorin t'ochlo b'Yom Tev. Mutorin t'ochlo b'Yom Tev. So we see that even if he shecht the Tanagilas Ayontet and he finds inside the Beitzim, so it's still Mutawachum Yontet. V'chitei mekom ashlon libraise maidlash minemastisin. So Rashi explains it,
v'chiteime. In other words, that this braise, the halacha, is not like that, because it's loy nisne, loy sosom el reb. This, that this braise is not, is, does not follow up the din of the mish. The halacha is not like this mish. This braise tells us a certain thing that is not based upon the Mishnah. So the halacha is not like this braise. So what is the halacha? Is l'mashmino mishnah, the counter, according to the Mishnah. So if one shechtet on the gilas and he finds the egg inside and yom tov, so it's us. So no, we cannot say that. That according to the din of the Mishnah, that this braise does not follow up the din of the Mishnah, and that according to the din of the Mishnah, so Asherut Tanegiles so much of a beitzim mules is also lochul yontef. We cannot say that. No, we honamet in yone beitz or shenol de yont. We learn in the Mishnah, there is a raya from the Mishnah that if one shechtet Tanegiles on yontef and he finds the beitz inside, so it's muta lochul yontef. Honamet in yone beitz shenol de yontef b'shamayim teochel b'sem loy teoch. V'yatkal mitzvige b'sham b'isilel elo b'nei yodo. And so we see from this Mishnah, since the Misham Misilo Achelik in regard to Beitosh and Oldo, Mizmodo, so it's a raya from the Mishnah that if it is Motov Beitim Mure, so it's Mutaloch on the Yont. So this Brise does follow up the din of the Mishnah. So how can we upset the country? If you are going to say that Bisilel, so Asaretiv Bimeimon, Vay Victor Neildo, so in other words, it's not as we say, as you want to say, Atkan Lepri Misham Bisilel Bimeildo, Almim Div Hakel Shalye, but Bisilel Wasa Neildo, so Yasa Meimon also. So why does the Mishnah mention that Machlekes in respect to Neildo, with the Achel Kichon Bishamah? Dafil Neildo Namishot. So, but in Ochaname, according to Bisilel, so if it's Motzo, so Bimeimon, so it's also. So that's why Rav says, Hashir Tanigil is a Motzo of Beitim Mures, if he found the Beitim Mures, in Beitim Tzor Absar. That's why Rav says, be Beitim Tzor Sanigmiro. So that only if it was laid there of Yomtev. But if he found it in the Meir Tanegiles, and Yomtev when he was Shechel Tanegiles, so then it is also, because we pass like Bisilel, so they call it Bisilel justice. Beit Shnolda beyond the Asur, so he's Motzobo Tanegiles beyond, Motzobo Beitzim Bitanegiles and Yomtev is also Asur. El Hodi Tanyo, so we cannot say that. El Hodi Tanyo, Ashechel Tanegiles and Motzobo Beitzim Gmures, מתוך מתוך לוח ביונטף מאן לוי בישמא יבלו יבסיל נאו אקומיט רש so it's very strange because according to Rashi so there was a salkadai tochen the gemore that this price is not a libel hilch it doesn't follow up the din of the mishne so it doesn't follow up the din of the mishne so it's a price of truyo so how can the gemore ask kashi a lot of time yashir tata negil se mosot beitin gemore mitoch lochum yontif mani lubi sham bisil to this price holds like this but the loch is not like this price. The halacha is not like this braise, and we say that a libid emes, so according to Bisilel that neildo is asuro, so motzo beitzim gmures is also asur. So Teisa says the kasha against Rashi. Elo di tanya asher tanigilus motzo beitzim gmures tochu biyontet man loy bisham elu Bisilel. Elo mitzoso nigmiro migadol es afreich. Yol es afreich, that's the pshach yara. Bimeimo eino migadol es afreich. Remind of Kimino, we make a memra. So in other words, if it's Neudo, so then it can be Mikabla Freich, but if it was, it wasn't late by the time I killed it. But if it was found in Meimo, so then it cannot be Mikabla Freich. So if, let's say, he bought Beitim, Mikabla Freichim, and then he saw that these Beitim were delivered to him, so it's a Mekatoe. So we cannot just say, well, I want to deduct from the price, because after all, I mean, you sold me beitzim that you said that you are selling me beitzim that can be migadol kafrechim, that these beitzim cost more. Now that you deliver to me beitzim, it cannot be migadol kafrechim.
so maybe they're worth less, so I shouldn't pay so much. No, the whole Mecca is the Mecca toy. Because since he said to him, the Mecca said to the Keach, I'm selling you Beitzin with Gadle Freichin, so maybe if the Beitzin that were delivered were Beitzin that were found in the Yim or the Kand in Gadle Freichin, so it's a Mecca toy. Kahu de Omalu, be the Pachi. Leman. Be the Pachi Leman. So one said that he's selling mated eggs. So Yovali be the Shrut. So it was delivered to him a Beitzin that were found at Bemeya Panagiles. It was Nisha. Also the Kamed Rabame, Omalu Mekach Toyes. Vehoda. So it's a Mekach Toyes. So he has to return back the money and he gets back the egg. Pshite. Now he said, Beitzin Beit Pachi Lemal. So in other words, so that means he bought eggs that were laid, not eggs that were, eggs that not eggs. He gets back the eggs. Now he said, basically build the Pachi Lemal. So in other words, so that means he bought eggs that were laid, not eggs that were eggs that not eggs that were found at Anagelis. Mauritei Mahaila Achilika Boil. Why the Koma the Pachi Mishim the Tzriven? Lemay Nafkil Minu Mitzul Bein Lubeine Koma Ashmelo. Because one could say that even when he says, I'm selling you mated eggs that can be migadil, that can be migadil efreichim, can migadil efreichim, so, and then the eggs were beitzi shchuto, so they cannot be migadil efreichim, so it's not mekach toyes, because he was interested primarily in beitzi machil. So whether it's beitzi leiter, or beitzi shchuto, so lachile they are fit, but, Beitzei Lido are worth more, but the Mekach Toyes it is. So Kamashmala, no. If he said, if what the Mecha said, I'm selling you Beitzei Lido, so that means that any other Beitzo is not just a question of price, but it's a Mekach Toyes and it's Odaligam. Now, the Rashi's Pshat here is very, very strange, because according to Rashi explains, V'chitei Mekom Ashton B'Brais. So he says, V'chitei Mei Alochi K'Brais Ezud Ashminum B'Maizu Ashminum Mastis U'Vishum Mishno V'Son Slon Rebbe Hoch V'im Rebbe L'Shon Erev Chim Naila. In other words, V'chitei Mei that this Brais is true, because this Brais doesn't follow up the Din of the Mishnah, it's not based on the Mishnah. According to the Din of the Mishnah, it's different. So El Hodi Tanya, so Honamet in Yonah, Beis Shnod B'Yomte, B'Shamet Yechol B'Yomte Yochim. So we see that they are only machlik in case of Neudo, but in the Yimon, so even we still agree that it's Muta. So we see that it is according to the Mishnah that it's Muta. So then the Gemara says, V'chitei Yodisil Afil Me'Yimon Amma Asre, V'ay Liton Neudo Oli Dacho Keichon, Keichon Di B'Shama, Ay Dafil Neudo Nam Mishore, Neudo Nam Mishore. So, El Holy Tanya, Asher Tanagilus, and Mosul Beitzin Bura, you talk about Humbiyontev, Manu Lebi Shama, Manu Lebi Sila, if you are going to say, that the Machlekes in Bishama and Bishila is Beili Gabei, Beitzman Eildin, and also Beitzman in Tzoyim, Beitzman in Tzoyim Biyontev, Beitzman in Tzoyim Biyontev. So this Vaisa which says, Hashir Tanagilus, and Mosul Beitzin Bura, and Torres Lachum Biyontev, so is Lebi Shama and Bishila. But the question is, since the Gemara wanted to say that this price is not a little Hilka says, so it's a price of Truyo. So how can we bring a Raya? So true, it's Loi Bisham or Loi Bisilo, because it's Truyo. That's the thesis, Rashi. V'chitei Mekom Ashmo and Brayse, my Vashmin on Mishnah. Pirush Rashi, V'gil Me Rebbe. Hoi Gui Sosam Lom V'mishnah Ochi. Da Brayse Mishveset, the Rebbe Lishon Rabchi Menayimo. V'tei Me Imki Mai Porek Honeil Da Asuro, Loi Bisham or Loi Bisilo, V'amai Dohik Nafshe Loi Kmali Bitanoye, Loi Mishveset. Okay, in Tzorach Liforeish, Hoch, V'chitei Mekom Ashmon, so this explains it differently. Not V'chitei Mekom Ashmon V'Braise, And if you are going to say that this braise is unsound because it doesn't follow up the din of the Mishnah, according to the Mishnah is different, no. If you are going to say that these braises tell us a chiddush, in other words, that the Mishnah only says that Bishamai is matir beitz aneilu, but if it's beitzo hanimtzatz, so even Bishamai you say that beitzo aneilu is muter, but beitzo hanimtzatz is oser uporchtinyone. The other rabbi, in other words, that beitzo hanimtzatz is mochomor. We got the yontef and beitzo aneilu. Other rabbi, maybe chmura is on beimor. We see from the Mishnah that it's not that beitzo hanimtzatz is mochomor than beitzo Haneudo, that even Bishama, you say Beitza Haneudo is Muta Beyonted, but Beitza Nintzat is also, no, it's just the other way around. They are only Chelik in respect to Beitza Haneudo, but in respect to Beitza Nintzat, so even Bishama, who has a Beitza Haneudo, so Amata Beitza Nintzat, the Mimo, but you understand, we still Mimo, the Hakoshai. And then if you are going to say, in other words, if you are going to say that the machlekes is bein ligabi beitzo hanildo biyontef and bein ligabi beitzo hanimtzatz biyontef, so bishama you are matir, they are matir on both, and bisil u'aser on both, and since that loch is like bisil, So just as Beitza Neudo is also there, Beitza Nintzatz is also there, and that's the din of Rav, because we pass like the seal of the Beitza Neudo is also there, so maybe Beitza Nintzatz is also there. Why, Victoria? Because the Beitza Neudo is also there. Why, Victoria Neudo is also there? So now the Gemara is falling off. Now the Gemara doesn't accept this proposition, that Beitza Nintzatz is Mohammed. But the Gemara is trying to say, maybe the machlokes is respectable. So v'chitayim b'sila afil me'imon amas. So true, beitzo hanimtzatz is not mochomo. On the contrary, beitzo haneildo is mochomo. But b'silel who aser, the aser even in beitzo hanimtzatz. But then you ask, so why does the Mishnah mention the Machleik and the Shammis in connection with Beit HaNeildo? Let it mention in connection with Beit HaNeildo and tell us the Chiddush that Bisilel Aser in Beit HaNeildo, which is Kal from Beit HaNeildo. Elohod Itani, so why does the Mishnah mention the Machleik is in connection with Neildo and not in connection with Nitzas, and tell us the Chiddush that they call it to be sealed, so even in Tzav, which is Kal, is Asuro. No, he wants to tell us, Lidacho Kirchen Bishamai, Dafil Neildo Namisho, Kira Neteir. That even Neildo, that is Mochov, also Bishamai is Matia, but they are Name Bishilel, who has a Neildo, so not only do they ask her, Neildo that is Mochov, but they even ask her, Nimtzaz, that is Kal, El Hoditanya, this you cannot say. Hoditanya, Asherim, Tatanagilet, Umotso, Babetsin, Muez, Mitochas, Lompu, Yontef, Manelevi, Shamelevi, Silas, according to it's all right, because this Brice is not the Brice through you. We don't say Revelation of Chil 9. So, Mele, this Mishnah, this Brice is not the Brice sound. It's not the through you. So, with whom does it accord? So, if we are going to say that Beitzo Hanimtzatz is not as chomor as Beitzo Haneudo, but this Bishila so machmir that the Aser even Beitzo Hanimtzatz. And why does the Mishnah, why does Rebbe mention Machlokes Bisham Bishila in connection with Beitzo Haneudo? To tell us the Kiyah the Teira of Bisham. Now the Bishamai Amati, not only the Beitzo Hanimtzatz, which is comparatively cold, but they are even Matir Beitzo Haneudo, that is comparative of Homo. In other words, instead of mentioning Machlekes in connection with Bishamai, in connection with Nitzas, and tell us the Chiddush, Alibi Bisilel, that Bisilel Aser in Nitzas, which is the cloud, which will be a Chiddush in Kiyah Yisure, so Rebbe prefers to tell us the machlekes in connection with Beit HaNeilda in order to advise us of the Chiddush in connection with Keilat Teiret. But Eirach Name, Beisilel U'Aser, so the Aser not only in the Beit HaNeilda, which is comparatively humble, but even in Beit HaNitzas, which is comparatively cold. We cannot say that because there is a price Asher Tanigil Sumosov Beit in Yimuet, in Mitoches Loch with the Yonte. So before we could say that this price goes according to Bishamai. But now, so when Bishamai will be Silel, we cannot apply it either to a Bishamai or according to Bishamai, because according to Bishamai, so why do the price say, Hashir Tzanegiles Umotso Bobeitzim Muretz, Umotso Bobeitzim Muretz? Now we are assuming, we are taking it for granted, that Beit HaNitzas is comparatively kal in comparison with Beit HaNeilda, which is comparatively humble. So Monefshech, if this price goes according to Bishamai, so, and according to Bishamai, even Neilda, which is comparatively humble, according to the present assumption, so is Muter. Why should the price tell us that Nitzas is Muter? So we cannot say that the price tells us how even Bishamai. So we have to say that it goes alibed b'silel. So it's a raya that even b'silel u'aser b'Beit HaNeilda, only by Beit HaNeilda, which is mochomo, but not by Beito hanitzas, which is comparatively kal. So what do we see from that? So we see from this that Beito hanitzas, so even alibed b'silel, who are machmir, but by Beito are only machmir by that which is comparatively homo, by Beit HaNeilda, but not by Beit hanitzas. So how can Rav say, Vintzios and Nidmiro, only if it was laid before Yontev, but if it was found on Yontev, it's awesome. So then we say, Elo, Vintzios and Nidmiro, Gras Frechim, Meim, Gras Frechim. Alright, Manu, the text of Manu, Loki, Visham, Vesilo, Vin Yochel, 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 So we cannot say price in Mashiach Masnissen. That we could say before, because the first Aramine, the first Aramineitach was that Nimtzas is Mohammed Neildo. But now, so we grant that Neildo is Mohammed Nimtzas. But we only want to say that the second Aramineitach wants to say that Bisilel, who Aser, so the Aser even in that which is comparatively calm. But Neildo is Mohammed. So the question, so we cannot say that this Brisa which says Motzo Bobeitzin, Mures Motzo Boyontov goes according to Bishamai. According to Bishamai, even Nildo which is Mohomo is Mutoris. Why tell us regarding that which is Kal when he could tell us regarding that which is Homo? So obviously that Brisa goes according to Bishilel. So we see that even according to Bishilel, who regarding Nildo which is Homo, so they say it's Osea, but regarding Nitzas which is Kal, they agree that it's Mutoris. Alright, now, just the other thing is, Beitzim Muris Mutoris Lochum Chol. Because, the Amrinam Be'ez is, Beitzas Nevelo, Kol Shekomeo, Nimkeres Bishuk, so Bishamai Matiri, U Bisilaleis, V'yoche Heche Muta Lochum Bichol. So now, there is a Mishnah in it is, in Machlech to Misham Bisilel, a Beitzas Nevelo. So kol shekomeo nigmer l'shuk, that means if it can already be sold in the market, when can an egg be sold in the market? If it's completely complete, in other words, it has everything, it has the shell, everything. So then, so Bishamai, even though the beito was the beitas nevelo, it's meisam l'leo, and then we found that b'meimo. So that kind of beito is called Bishamai is muta. And Bisil say it's also, so that means, if we still say that it's also Mitzad Nevelo, it means it has a Chalesh and Boso. But here we say that it's Muta Lochum Bicholo. If it doesn't have a Shem Boso, if it has a Shem Boso, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it with Chol. V'yishleima, the time in Mishum the Boso Psari is Bicholo of Midera Bonon, v'afilu Bisilel meit. Now, what does Teisa say? Teisa says that the reason is that in Achname, that in regard to Nivele, so we treat it like boss. Because Nivele is also Midrash. So Mimele Beit Mimures still has a deal of boss. Still has a deal of boss. But it's Mutalachim Bicholo, because since the Isa of Sarei Bicholo is only Midrabonon, שרי בחולות איזורים מדרבנון, so ממילא it's so חכמים אומרים. Now, אפילו בסיום מילא. Now, it's not the standard to say that just because it's also מדרבנון, so we can declare something that is מדרייסה, that מדרייסה, that it's not בוסו, that it should be מותר. מה שאחיך מדרייסה, that it's not בוסו. So what is מדרבנון? But how the tikkun rabbanon can derive the tikkun? The chachamim asked psarif the cholov. No, so that means psarif is also now if the beitzo midraise has a din of bozo, so the mele should be also. We cannot just be meikel just because it's rabbanon. So it should be treated like any other bozo. It wouldn't be mistava at all. So we have to say that midraise the beitzo does not have a din of bozo, but with rabbanon it has a din of bozo. So that's why, and because of this fact that Midraisi does not have a Shem of Boso, that's why Bishamai is matter, because he does not have a Shem of Boso. So Bishamai say that he shouldn't even be also Midrabot, but he still say, true, Midraisi does not have a Shem of Boso, the Beitzim Gmuris that you found in Elimo, but Midrabon only does have a Shem of Boso. So maybe it's also a Beitzim Medeo, Midrabon it's also Mitzad Medeo, Mitzad Medeo. Rabbonu tzeh shem boso. So since only with Rabbonu tzeh shem boso, so we got b'psarif v'cholo, the Chachomim did not apply it. Oh, v'koshe. Zamrino meiradun, afilu b'yase b'kusche, lo lishre yinesh b'im kimrav. So the Gemara says that if a Talmid lives in the section of his Rebbe, so he's not allowed to pass in any shayot, except if he got the shoes from his Rebbe. And even if the shaila seems so plain and so obvious, like the question is whether a beitzo is allowed to be eaten with cholov, very obvious. So even that kind of a shaila, he is not allowed to pass in bin kimrav, except if he has reshus. He has reshus. So the Gemara mentions that as a tzir, as an example of something that is. So obviously permission. I mean, the more I mean, a few be as a because. I mean, could it be anything more obvious than that? This is obviously permissible, so it shouldn't pass. Why is that more obviously permissible than any other thing that is permissible? And the Gemara doesn't start. So many things, I mean, the Gemara doesn't mention which are mutam tzadim. And the Gemara doesn't mention it. The Gemara mentions this. So apparently, I mean this, there is no mandoma. There is no mandoma who says that it should be osef. Because it would be subject to a machleket, even if we pass like the mandoma, that it's muta, so the Gemara wouldn't mention this as an example. Because this is not so such a simple thing. There is a machleket anoi. Machleket anoi, machleket amroi. So obviously, this, if the Gemara mentions that as an example of simplicity, so it means that there is, that this is definitely muta. Definitely muta. So yes, the kashe, now, Maiko Mashmulon, afil biyase bikusre lo lishre inis bikum rabbe, Maiko Mashmulon, why does he say afil biyase bikusre? Pshite, I mean that biyase bikusre, so b'mkim rabbe should not be allowed to pass him, because that's not the poshet tishayle. That's a real child. It's not such, so poshet. Why? So he says v'ike b'somu chabyakiv dosa. Now in other gemores, teisves, let's say there is an erevim, there is a ksubes. I don't remember them. Borakami also mentions that, but I remember that he said it in erevim and in ksubes. So he teisves says. Maiko Mashmulon, why does the Gemara say afil biyase bikusre? This being symbolic of simplicity. Why is it so simple? I mean, it's not such a simple shaila. This is quite a shaila. Because since the only reason as to why it is mutaloch on the cholov is because sorry, the cholov is in Rabo. But actually, it should be also. Ligab in the way, it should be also. So in other words, Beitzim Mures has a din of boso. I mean, Rabo, no, I. But it has a din of boso. So it should be also, but it's a special kulet. It's a special kulet by the Chachamim, on account of the fact that Psarif b'cholov is in Rabbanon. So Teisa says Neiradim, but there is a mandoma who holds that Psarif b'cholov is the Raise. So according to him, it should be also. So then it's like Nevele, just as we have Nevele. so beitzim gmures of nevele, so is asuro, so nevele beitzim gmures lochom micholov according to the Tane, who hold that sarid becholov is also midrais, should also be also. But we don't pass by the Tane. We pass by the Tane and sarid becholov is in the Rabbono. But it's not such a simple shaila, so why does he say, afilu? Michael Mashmalon, pshite, it's a pshite, it's a certainty that such a shaila one couldn't pass when they became rabbi, because it's not such a simple shaila. That's such a simple shaila. But, so this is how Tesis in Erev says. But here Tesis injects another version. Tesis here doesn't mention Michael Mashmalon pshite, v'yike mandoma, disovar, that psari, the whole of the right. So mele, the shaila is whether one is allowed to eat eggs with milk is not, eggs that were found the meimo. Of course, it takes for granted that when the Gemara says Neirav Mafil Bias of the Kusra Lishuni Rabbe, so the Gemara doesn't mean an egg that was laid by the Tamagiles, by the hen. So the Talmud became Rabbi shouldn't pass for such a shayla. Because that's not the shayla altogether. So there, if somebody asks something that is not the shayla altogether, but the Sheol is so ignorant, he doesn't know, so he told it can pass him Kim Rabbe. So that there we wouldn't say. So Tesis says that Neir. So obviously when the Gemara says that the Bias of the Kusra Lishkenej Mekhar Rabbe, he doesn't have reference to a Bias that was Neir, that was laid by the hand. But Bias that was found in Neir Tavadir. So that could bear resemblance to Basar at all. It was found in the Tanagiles, like any other part of the Tanagiles. Still, but it's obviously Mutea, so that does present a Shaila, but that it presents a simple Shaila. But a very obvious and simple Shaila, so it's not allowed to pass the Kim Rabbi. But if it was laid by the hand, then it doesn't present any Shaila, he is allowed to pass the Kim Rabbi. But only if it was found Bimeimo. So then he does present the shaila, but a very obvious, a very simple shaila. So why is that mentioned as an example of a very simple shaila? That's not a simple shaila. So that certainly shouldn't. So there is no chiddush in telling us that this kind of shaila you shouldn't pass from Kim Rabbi, because that's a difficult shaila, because it depends upon the machlekes as to whether we pass from psarei v'cholov is the raitze or psarei v'cholov is the rabbonon. So, but here Tesis mentions where he can be some of Yaakov Dosa. So, there are some who explain this Tesis so that it should be reconciled with Tesis Meir and Tesis in Ksuvim. So, in other words, the Tesis means where he can be some of Yaakov Dosa. So, why is Rabbi Yaakov? Why does Rabbi Yaakov Asa when it's Miure Begidi? Why does Rabbi Yaakov Asa when it's Miure Begidi? Now, Tesis is like Rashi. That Rabbi Yaakov is the machmir, and Tanakam is the maker. But why does Rabbi Yaakov aser when the beitzo is mura begidin? Because Rabbi Yaakov holds that psarei b'cholov is the rice. So memele, he says, if Sarim Bicholov is the Raise, so Memele, where it's Miura beginning, so it has it mean of Boso, so Memele it should be us. So Tesis means the same thing. For you can be some of Yaakov Dosa, and why does he ask there? Why does he ask? If it's Miura beginning. Because if it's Miura beginning, so then it has a din of Boso, according to Rabbi Yaakov. The whole apocalypse in the Rabbon. If it's new of the Boso, so the whole apocalypse in the Rabbon, it has a din of Bos. So Mele, and behold, the Tsar in the Cholov is Midrais. So it's not such a double portion. The Yeshreima, the Kulao, maybe the debates in Mures, Michon, Lok, the Chol. So, the best chat is like the Maram explained it. The Yeshreima, in other words, and it's Mashma, when you look over the Tesis Neirav and Miksuvis in Borokame, in Chul. So you see, that these two Terutzim are not, achilikan each other. Achilikan each other. They're not in harmony with each other. Even though Tesis didn't use the Russian whereby, I mean, a Russian that necessarily implies that he's chaser. But in the other Teisus, the other Gemara, so the Teisus says, I mean, that he is chaser. Because this Teretz, the time mission possible, or if we call it the Rabbanon, in the other Mesechtes, Teisus mentions that in the name of Allah Hasdeus. Teisus mentions that in the name of the Allah Hasdeus. The Allah Hasdeus. So there Teisus says, the Allah Hasdeus says the reason is why. That it's Mutalach Mucholov is because Sari is the Cholov is the Rabbanon. Sari is the Cholov is the Rabbanon. And then in the other Mesechtes, Teisus refutes the Shita of the Allah Hasdeus. I will refute the Shita of Allah Hasdeus. Because he says that because of the Gemara of Bias Bikusch, so since this is mentioned as the most obvious example of a simple Shaila, so it's a raya that there is no one man Roma who holds that it's also Loch on the Chilet. If the reason is why it's with all Chol is because Tzari is a Chol Rabbanon, so then it's, according to Tzam, it should be also, because there is a Mandoma who holds, Tzari is a Chol is the right. So now Tzitzit gives another Teretz, Ishlima, the Kula, Alme Meide, the Beitzing Mures Mitoret, Loch on the Chol. The time is the Seal Das, the Beitzing Mures Tomor, the time is the Seal Das, the Beitzis Nevele, Heim Mishim the Gazrino, no, to Beitzas Freve, kidam ginom be edes und meiden bit es prima sie asuro mit ni shi de wa bise ja so na do is that means the baiting mures has a is has no din of boss or if mit der abono nit has no din of boss and rab yakov himself who is mach mir so is only mach mir if it's mi ure but if it's not mi ure if it's not mi ure so then if rab yakov is made it that is mutter wach und hallo because when it's not Mi'ures, then all the Taloim agree that a Beitzo does not have a Dino Bosor if Mid-Rabonot. If Mid-Rabonot. So then you ask, if he does not have a Dino Bosor, not even Mid-Rabonot have a Dino Bosor, why do we still say that Beitzos Nevela is also, so it's a special Gzeira. It's a special Issa by Beitzos Nevela. Because Beitzos pray for Issa. Why is Beitzos pray for Issa? Because of Kol HaYetzei, Mino Issa. Because of Kol HaYetzei, Mino Oseh, Ab Kol HaYetzei, Mino Oseh, is Oseh. So Beitzos pray for is HaYetzei Mino Oseh. And it's good to be Oseh. But Beitzos Nevelo, we cannot apply the principle of Kol HaYetzei Mino Oseh Oseh. Because when do we apply the din of Kol HaYetzei Mino Oseh Oseh, if the Gidol was be Oseh, let's say by Shreifo. So the Tanegeles was a train for, so the giddle of the whole development of the egg took place in a train. So then it has a din of Hayetzeminosa. Masha'in came, Beitz Nevelo. What does it mean, Beitz Nevelo? It means that Tanegeles was a Shleimo, it was Muteres. And the egg was completely developed while the Tanegeles was Muteres. But then, accidentally, it was somebody shot the Tanegeles. Oh, it was Meiso, he died. It was Meiso Meleo. So true, now it's also, but you cannot say that the egg is Yetzim Yosea. The egg was not developed by Yisa. It just happened to be inside the Tanegeles when the Tanegeles became affected with Yisa Neveli. That doesn't make it into Yetzim Yosea. If it's a Beitzas Treifo, then it's Yetzim Yosea, because the egg was developed. It was developed in Yisa. It was developed by a behemoth, by Tanegeles. That is a treifa, that is asura. So it's Yetzim and Osa. But Beitzos Nevelo is not Yetzim and Osa because the Gidl was not Beisa. So Mele, so Beitzos treifa is asura midrais. But Beitzos Nevelo midrais is certain midrais. Because the Gidl was not Beisa. So Bishamai say that it's Mutar Yidin Rabbonon. Bishil say in the Rabbonon it's Osea because of the special Zeyre, because if we allow Beitzos Nevele, so people might equate it with Beitzos Treifa and say Beitzos Treifa is also Mutar. Because of that, the Aser Beitzos Nevele. So in other words, so another Teisus is Chazer from this Teret. And in the other Misechtes, so Teisus mentions two different Rutsim. One Teret is the Bahak Teretz, because Tzaril Becholov is Midrabaron, Tzaril Becholov is Midrabaron, but otherwise, so Beitzo has a din of boso. Beitzo has a din of boso. Midabolo, the whole pocket, so it has a din of boso. So Mele, so since it has a din of boso, so Mele it's affected with the Sanavela Midabolo. And it also required Miliche, many other things. It has a din of boso. That's the Aloha Dilashi. And it's a special kule Gabi by Psarim the Holo, because that's only Midabolo. So in the name, according to Aloha Dilashi, according to Mandoma, Psarim the Holo is the Raise. So then, so it's also Aloha on the Holo, but we don't pass point at Mandoma. So how would Aloha Dila say, explain Afilubias of the Kuskel Mishreinesh? I mean, why is that mentioned as the symbol of simplicity? I mean, according to some Tanoim, those Tanoim say, Bosa Psarim the Holo, he doesn't the right say it. So Enoch Nami, it's Osea. So the answer is, because it's something that is known, everybody knows that because it's universally eaten. I mean, you eat it every day. So, Memele, even though it's not, halachically, it's not such a simple shayla, it's not in question shayla, but in view of the universal practice, the people eat it every day, so Memele, it's well known. So even though theoretically it's not such a simple shayla, but actually it's considered a simple shayla because people do it. So in other words, so that's why the Gemara says that will be a shabikus. This is what Tesis says in Iran. Yeah, alright, but then Tesis there mentions another teretz. The Loshen, does anyone have a Gemara here? No one has? Alright. Now, so this is one teretz, the Aloha Dilas teretz. Then the other teretz is Chilik on the Aloha Dilas teretz. And he says, no, that Beitz and Gemurah does not have a Shem Boso. Does not have a Shem Boso at all. And does not have a Shem Boso at all. Beitz and Gemurah. And even Rabbi Yaakov, so he's only Machmir by Miureis. But not Miureis. Even Rabbi Yaakov is made it. He does not have a Shem Boso. He does not have a Shem Boso. So maybe it doesn't make any difference what Sarim the Holy Raisa, Sarim the Holy Rabbon. It was not a Shem Boso, not even Mirabon. By Mure, it's Rabbi Yaakov holds it on the Shem Boso. But why is Nevela Mutea, Uasea, Beitis Nevela Uasea? That's a special Zera by Nevela. That's not like the first Teretz, not like the Aloha Dilas. Now, in the other Misechtes, so the first Teretz is mentioned, the name of Aloha Dilas, and then the Gemara, then Teisa says the same Kashi, and then Teisa gives another Teretz, which in the name of Rabbi Natam, which uses other words, but it might mean the same thing. אַז ווי ביאַס ביכע שרמע פאַש באוך, די לאב ביסט אַם בייט מייער. דיי איז אומן צריך אין האטער, ווען איך האָב מאָרגן שול יעדער שמע טאָג אין דאָ. דאָ דאָס אין פרעזענט אין שיילע אויפגעגער. אויפגעגער, סו דאָ איז אַלאַוט צו פאַסקן מיט קים ראב. ער וואָק איז שייך דאס פאַר מגעל איז, און מוט צו בא בייט מיר. שמוט אַלע איך פון חולף, קי טייער פיל קאמע בייט. ווינט מיר אַ מיי מוט אַ וואָך פון חולף. מיישן בייט איז נבל דאס קרין אַ פיל קומען אין קערל בישוק קטיין מיט אַ קטעדי. ווי טיר אַז וואָך דיי איז, די גאַביס אַ נבל דער רייז איך מיר. אַבער פסאַר ביי, די סיס דער וואשני, דאָ וואָך דיי גאַביס אַ נבל דער רייז איך מיר. סו איך צך מיר אין אַדער ווערט, גאַב נבל וויש איז אַ דער רייז איז דאַ חכום מו מאכן. ביט בוט מיט דער רייז איז דאָ דאָס מיט אַ נבל. ביקוז מיט דער רייז דאָס דאָ מישן בוס. בוט מיט דער אַבונט דער שם בוס. אַבער פסאַר ביי גאָב דער אַבונט ניקי, ווי טיר אין קיי מאַ אַפיל די קאַמערה פֿאַר ביזל קוסחה, די אוטו מיט פּאָשט האט ער צוויי מישאָ דרוימע פלוקט די דעם דעם פסאַר ביי ווי גאָב דער רייז אַ סינער ניל דאָ האָב אַ ביטער סעלע. ווען ער די הויך קאַמערה אַפיל שאַפ אויף פישי קאָל אין מיר אין די האט. So it means it's simple in the sense because everybody does it. Even though theoretically it doesn't present such a simple child altogether, but everybody does it. So in practice, I mean, it's well known. ופרקמה די בייצה נאמה פשיטלו השעה די שעה יגע בהוד המראה בייצה מתסוס הנגמורו דק מפרקמרינו למה אילו אם לשאול לא אוכל בכל אופן מהתמעשו ותאי אשר איך תנגיל שמוס ותנאי ומייצה מבייצה מולה מוטורס משמע פשיטלו להווה פוליקרה ופירוש רבנתם עושה שעה So how does רבנתם? So, but I'm a Tom, he's really kind of like a Vela, so how does he explain it? So he says, Rosh Hashapah, Shepirish, the Rebetas Nevela Echmiru, Mishum di Nevela Dovoro Osoru, Avol Boso Bicholo, Lo Echmiru, Di Chol Chad Zichad, Be Api Nafshisho. So, if you want, you can say that Ramne Tam's Teretz and the Teretz here are different routes. In other words, that according to Ramne Tam, so we are machmir, because that is a dover osa. But Bosa Becholov, seems each one bapinafshe ishore, and but only when the two come together it becomes osa, so that's why it's osa. I mean, if you want, you can read, into Rabbi Tam what Teisa says here, but the Russian doesn't seem like that. It's a different Russian. Here Teisa says there is a special reason by Nevela, because Nevela, Beitas Nevela, could easily be mixed up with Beitas Freyve. And people could say, since Beitas Nevela is Mutea, so Beitas Freyve should also be Mutea. And Beitas Freyve is a certain loss on the right, because I eat in a osa osa. So it's mashma, it's not, even though you could read, you could read in Rabbi Tam or the words of the thesis, but it's not mashma. Now, what is it? If Rabbi Tam doesn't mean what thesis says here, so it's a different term. In other words, so there are three shittings, three devotees. One is Alok HaDeleth. The reason is why this Mutalok and the Cholov is because we passed from Sarif the Cholov, is the Rabbon Mechaname, the Konik the Tane, Sarif the Cholov is the Raite. So it's also Alok and the Cholov. That's one. And then there is the Teretz that Teisus gives here. Because generally speaking, so Beitzim that were found in Meimo do not have a Din Bosor at all, not even Midrabo. But only by Beitzim Nevela there is a special reason as to why the Chol Nasa, in order they should not be mixed up with Beitzim Nevela. And then there is a third Teretz, that's Rabbi Tamsteretz. Is because Beitzim Nevela is a Chmiru, Mishim Din Nevela Dovoro Osor. Mishim Din Nevela Dovoro Osor. Avol biboso bicholov lo yichmiru dichol chad v'chad v'apenafshi shore. So in other words, what he means is this: since the iser of boso bicholov is only when boso is combined with cholov to an extent that the boso gives it tam in the cholov, the cholov gives it tam in the boso. So in other words, so what is the essence of the iser? The fact. What constitutes that, Lisa? The fact that one gives a tam boso in the whole. So the male the chachomim aser even when they're not cooked together. See, with rice it's only also when they are to be eaten if the boso was cooked with cholov. But just to with rice you're allowed to make a sandwich of boso and cheese if they're not cooked together. But since with the case where one gives a tam in the other, it's also with rice, so the chachomim asered even the eating of together, and even not together, so you have to wait. So, but it's all these rabbonos are based upon the fundamental iser that when one gives a tam in the other, when the boso gives a tam boso in the cholov, so the melee becomes us. That's why the chachomim made so many rabbonos. So the melee, true. So this seems to be the teretz of Rabbi Tam. So in Achname, Beitzo could have a din of Bosa Midrabon. All right, it could have Midrabon, of course not Midrabon. But Midrabonon, it could have a din of Bosa. But still, there is no reason as to why it should be Osa, Aligabi Bosa Becholov. Because by Bosa Becholov, so the Isa Teraisi is only when the Bosa will give it Tam Bosa on Cholov. Now, suppose you cook this Beitzo. You cook this Beitzo with cholov. Will this Beitzo give itam boso on the cholov? No. So since it could not give itam boso in cholov, so the mele the hachomim didn't ask. So this is the teretz of Rabbi Tam. But the teretz here is something. The teretz here is something else. In other words, here Teisa says something else that generally speaking. That Beitzim do not have a din of boso, not even Rabbanon. Rabbi Tam says he does have a din of boso with Rabbanon. But still, Ligabi boso bechol, so Ligabi Nevela wants it as a din of boso,
So then we don't care what kind of tam the beitzer has. The beitzer does not have a tam bosa. Beitzer is a tam beitzer. It doesn't have a tam bosa. But we don't care what kind of tam it has. If it's bosa, it's bosa. It's bosa levele. So mainly it's also. Mashiach can bosa becholo. So in order to become affected to the isal bosa becholo, it must give it tam bosa. And since it's incapable of giving it tam bosa, so mainly midraise it couldn't. The Yisra of Bosa Becholov couldn't take effect, so Mele Chachomim didn't apply. Two Midrabonon Nitzosa Bosa Becholov to eat together even without the Bosa giving the Tam Bosa in the Cholov. But since here it's Mutke of the possibility of giving a Tam Bosa on the Cholov, so Mele Chachomim didn't apply the whole Yisra. What is it?
Why can't I give a Tam Bosa? If you say
Beitzer
is Bosa
Midrabonon,
so give
a
Tam
Beitzer. Yeah, but that's not a Tam Bosa, it's a Tam Beitzer. So since Gabi Bosa Becholov, he depends upon Tam Bosa, so Memele, even though Midrabonon the Beitzer has a Halation Bosa, but it cannot give a Tam Bosa, so the Chachomim didn't taser. Bosa to be eaten, that kind of bosa that can never give it tam bosa in cholov, so that kind of bosa is not also to be eaten together with cholov. Ahud Omale. Beyri dachre leman. Beyri dachre leman. So he was selling. Beis mated eggs. In other words, eggs that were laid by the hen, food, it's mating with the zohar, with the rooster. Yovle beyri satne me'ar. So the lekeach received eggs that were not mated eggs, but eggs that were laid by the hen through the heat. Of its friction with the car. So, also Ikamid Ravame, I mean, and this kind of an egg cannot be mailed either. And the Freyach, cannot be mailed in the Freyach. Also Ikamid Ravame, Omolu Mekartoyes, Vrova, because he announced mated eggs, Be'edidach. So, Pshite, so Mauritain. Maritain Mahila Achilika boy. Ho Haila Achilika boy. Maritain Haila Achilika boy. It's not a seaboard in order to eat it. So does it matter as far as he can eat even if it's not made a day? So an Efreya cannot result from it. But it can be used for Achille purposes. Why become a Dach? The reason is why. He said the because the value of it is more. In other words, so he really wanted to express how much it is worth. So let's say instead of saying let's say so a mated egg, let's say can be let's say 10 cents, and not a mated egg can be 8 cents. So mainly in order to announce how much it is worth, so he said he's selling mated eggs. In other words, eggs for 10 cents. Now suppose someone would say would announce, I'm selling eggs for 10 cents, and then he delivered eggs that are worth only 8 cents, so then it wouldn't be Mekartoyes. It wouldn't be Mekartoyes. So here too, it's only, it's not in Mekartoyes. Why do you come to the two, you might ask me, in other words, if it's shtus, so then, because if it's pochus and shtus, so then it's mechile, so he doesn't even have to give the difference. But if the difference in the value of mated eggs and non-mated eggs, so would be a shtus, not pocket shtus, so then he would have kept the difference, but it's not in the katoes. Komashmilo, that it's a mekartoes. The boy is saying, now, so one pshat in Ravi, basically it's also nidmero, what does it mean, it's also nidmero, it means that it's also nidmero galas afreichim. But if found in the meimo, so it's not in galas afreichim, so if somebody will say that that he's selling baits in the Gadla Frechim, and then he delivers these eggs that were found in the Imo, so it's a Mekartoes, that's one pshat in Rav. And then another pshat, the boy is saying, my interest in Imro, in Yitzias Rubo Nigmero,
אוכל רבי יחנן, אמר רבי יחנן, בית שיוצא רובו מערב יונט, וחוזו. איז מותרס לאוכלו ביונט, צעיף יוצא רוב מערב יונט, ואין חוזו לשיח מיהו. And then it was late completely בלילו על יונט, so it's מותרס. Because since the rubo came out before Yom Tov, so it's considered as the lady of the Beit Zoh took place before Yom Tov, even though it was Chetal Yisich Me'ao, and then it was late on Yom Tov. So, Uch Rabbi Yeche, we might say, Mil Yisrael, when you Uch Rabbi Yeche, Nama Yeche, Beis Yisrael, so Rubo Merav Yom Tov, Chosro Muteres Lachub Yom Tov. Vike Da Amre, just the reverse. Mai Yisrael Sam Nigmro, Yimitziyaz Kulo Nigmro, Yimitziyaz Kulo Ei. Only when the Beit Zoh was nailed or was laid completely on Yom Tov. Was played completely on them. Avol Ruboloi, Ulafuke mit Rabbi Yechanan. Ulafuke mit Rabbi Yechanan. In other words, Ulafuke mit Rabbi Yechanan. That even if it was Yotzer Rubo Merav Yom Tov, but if it was Chozro and then it was laid on Yom Tov, so then it's the Rosh of Yom Tov. It's Rosh of Yom Tov. Why? Because when do we have the Aloch of Yitzias Rubo, that's with Abbe, let's say, when it's a question of later. It's a question of lady of a Tehimre, of a Nuga, so, or of an Odom. So if, let's say, so then the lady consists either in the head of the child coming out, or let's say the robe of the child, even let's say suppose it comes out the other way, so with the feet. So then if the robe came out, even though the head is still inside the mother, so then it's considered lady. Where it's a question of lady, and Gabi Behim also, if the robe came out, so it's considered that it was already nailed. It's considered nailed. But here, we are not considering any question of lady as such. We are considering, let's say, from the point of view of mukze, so whether it was muhon or it's not muhon. Let's say if it was not a tanagile, so a medes lachile. So then the Beit Zoh is nailed, so it should be also mitzvah mukze. So then, suppose the Beit Zoh came out Erev Yom Tov, most of it, but not all of it, and then it was Chozro Yisich Me'ao. So then the second motion says that it's also Mitzad Mukze. Because since not the whole egg came out Erev Yom Tov, so that means it was not made available for him Erev Yom Tov. It was Chozro Yisich Me'ao, so it's still effectively the Isar of Mukze. And then from the point of view of the Isar of Achone Rabbe, because the way I gave there,